Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life.
Tonight, the doctor is in. It is Thursday, May 27, 2021. We're in the Activate Studio with Bishop, Dr. Bishop Alpha Tamar tonight. He will be breaking down the word of God to you tonight, the word the Lord has given it to him. So we are so grateful for you to be here. God, on the air with us, we appreciate all that you do for us. We appreciate you very, very much. We just want you to know that you are very much appreciated. We want you to know that every time you call into the program, it does our hearts, fills our hearts with joy. It makes us rejoice that you are on the air with us each and every time that we have a brother cop. And we want you to know to call in. Every week, we're going to be live on the radio. On Wednesday night, you can catch us for prayer night. We take all of your prayers and your petitions to the throne of grace. And then on Thursday night, we're going to let you learn from the Learner's Lounge. This is our new thing. It's the Learner's Lounge. every Thursday. Now you're going to learn some good. If you're going to learn about God's word and his unmerited favor and why he has you here, you're going to learn through God's word, your purpose, as to why you are here on the earth, as to what God has for you to do in his kingdom. Are you ready to do the work for God's kingdom? Well, how did you know? Do you know what God has in store for your life? How did you know? Well, one way to find out is to read the word that God is going to tell you in his written word, what he has for you. He's going to reveal to you through his word what he has in store for you. So that's the what we want you to do, is to be able to rejoice and learn inside of the learning lounge. That's what we do. We give you honor, and we appreciate the fact that you want to be a part of the learning lounge. That's the what we do. Is we are so grateful for you to be a part of the lounge every Thursday. We are here for you to teach you something, for you to learn more and more, because that's what the learning lounge is for. For teaching you about the Bible, it lets you learn, get an understanding about your purpose, your life, your walk with God. That's the way to do, because that's the way we do with the Bible. We research and we learn. That's what the learner's lounge is for. Dr. Moore is going to teach you what the Lord has in store for you. You're going to be able to learn what the Lord has in store for you. That's the purpose of the learning lounge. And you can catch us every Thursday night at 9:30 p.m. here in the Actual Valley Studio. We're going to be ready for you every single Thursday night to break down the word of God and teach you and let you learn what the learners learn. We are so grateful to all of our sponsors out there that allow our church to be on the air. First, we want to thank God for all he has done for our show, for us as a people, and what he has done for our show. We are so elated for him to have done so much for our show. We're just grateful, very, very grateful that he has had the opportunity to do what he has done for us. We have faith, the grain of a mustard seed, and that faith allows us to do what God has called on us to do. So we are so elated for that. We want to thank every sponsor, Blog and Talk Radio, iTunes, Google Podcast, TuneIn, Stitcher, all of the podcast people that share our show week after week. We thank you so very much. We are so appreciative that you have decided to let other people know about our church. That is so amazing that you do that. And we want to say thank you very much for that. Because of you sharing the show, more people are able to listen to our show. And that means a lot to us. So we say thank you so much for that part. Because that's amazing of you. For us to spread the word of God, and for you to let others know that we are spreading the goodness of Jesus, that is what we appreciate from you, that you take time to do that. You let people know to call into the show Wednesday for the prayer and Thursday for the Learning Lounge Bible study. So that's awesome that you do that, and we want to thank you for that. And tonight, Dr. Moore will be on with you for the Learning Lounge Thursday. He will break down the word of God, and he will let you know what thus saith the Lord as he do every Thursday. So I send out, ladies and gentlemen of radio land, again, we appreciate you. Here he is, the man of the hour, our speaker tonight, the Dr. President. God bless you.
God bless you in radio land tonight. Thank God, amen. This is the day the Lord has made, and let us be glad, and let us rejoice therein. Amen. Thank God, amen, for our announcer bringing us on tonight. Again, amen. We're going to get ready to get and go right into the Word of God. We're just so elated and we're so blessed to have so many, amen, planned for us. Amen. We are endeavoring to preach nothing but the Word of God. It's not about Dr. Moore, amen, about my staff. It's about Jesus. And that is, amen, what we are going to do until the Lord, amen, allows not to do it. I'm going to call your attention tonight to the book of St. Matthew, chapter 8, verse 8 and 13 and 17. And it reads and says, and when Jesus was entering into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy. He's grievous and he's in tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and I will heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. And Jesus says unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant will heal in the same self hour. When Jesus was coming into Peter's house, he saw his wife, mother-in-law, was sick of a fever. And he touched her hands, and the fever left her. And she arose, and she ministered unto them. When the evening were come, they brought unto him many that was possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Esau the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmity and bared our sickness. I read to the holy, amen, from 5 down to 17. And we want to talk about tonight Jesus Christ. He's the healer. If you want to be healed tonight, I want to say direct your attention to the healer. That is Jesus. James 5:14 and 16 says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you might be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, it availeth much. Jesus Christ is our healer. And if we want complete healing, we must look, amen, to the one that bared our infirmity, took upon himself our sickness, our weakness, our disease. And he buried it in his own body. There are many, amen, that have lost faith in the word of God. They don't believe, amen, that Jesus, he is a healer. But I want to tell you tonight, if you're going to be delivered physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, it's going to take Jesus to do it. When God created man, he did not intend for him to suffer sickness. That was a beautiful specimen when God made it. And he wouldn't intend for mankind to suffer sickness, disease, and sickness as well as death. That was not the purpose of God when he created man. It was produced by sin. Sin brought on sickness, brought on disease, and it brought on death. And that was an act, amen, of disobeying God, directly disobeying the Lord. When we disobey God, we bring God's judgment upon us. Look at the penalty, amen, that we have to pay now because our forefather disobeyed the Lord. Look at the many hospitals is built in 20 and 21. We may have fame modern, but it don't stop sickness. We may have fame convenience, but it does not stop sickness. This does not imply that a person can be sick only if he has sin. Sickness can be the direct result of sin in a person. According to amen, how you live in your life, you can bring on sickness. You can cause your health to fail, amen, according to what you're putting in your body. And it moves on from your body, amen, into your mind. However, none will ever be sick were it not for the original sin in the Garden of Eden. We wouldn't be sick. Brothers and sisters, you that are listening tonight, because of disobedience, sickness is upon the universe. Sickness is not in one place, one country, one state. Sickness is everywhere. Everywhere humanity is, there is sickness. Sickness is a disease. And we're looking at it every day, and we're experiencing it every day. But Jesus Christ is our healer. Available to Adam and Eve, it was the tree of life. God gave Adam and Eve something that if they only would have obeyed, there would not have been any sickness in the world. And the world wouldn't have been in the condition that it is in now if Adam and Eve would have just obeyed God. So we can see, amen, what disobedience brings us. It brings, amen, trouble, misery, aggravation, and tormenting up on the land, and in our mind, and in our spirit, and in our body, for disobeying God. God, amen, and put the tree of life. The word, amen, life implies health. God had put health there. There was no sickness. There was no weakness. If they had obeyed the Lord, they could have remained healthy. No, but they did not obey God. So we are seeing the after effect that if we disobey God's commandment and we don't live according as what the Lord has told us to do, there is a penalty, there is a result that we're going to have to face. And part of that is sickness. They chose, however, to disobey God, and they ate of the forbidden fruit from the tree of life, of knowledge of good and evil. God told them, don't do that. There were plenty of trees in the garden that you can eat from, but the tree of good and evil, don't touch it. And just what God told them not to do, that is what they decided to do. Their disobedience brought death with this inheriting progress of wickedness. It brought death. Then, amen, death brought on wickedness. Man began to be wicked. He wasn't pleased with God anymore. He was agitated in his own self, creating different imaginations in his own mind. He began to be wicked. And sickness began to come upon him, and disease began to come upon him and upon her. But I still tell you today, Jesus is our healer. The book of Revelation speaks of, amen, the utmost restoration of the tree of life. One day God is going to put that tree of life back into the garden. Mankind will not have to experience the misery of being sick anymore. Not only think about physically sick, amen, but mentally and emotionally. People are sick. People appear to be healthy, but in their mind they're sick. But that was not God's intention in the beginning for those precious two he put in the garden. Although feel the restoration will be realized in this life, the blessedness of salvation includes bringing heaven provision into our experience in this present world. We got to bring heaven provision, amen, into this present world. In other words, we got to live for Jesus in this present world without breaking his law. We can live for him in this present world without doing wrong right here on this earth. Thus we need, amen, not wait for eternity to enjoy peace and satisfaction, nor need we wait to know the power of divine healing. We don't have to wait. We can experience that right here on earth. Jesus made a statement. He said, my peace I leave with you. And he's talking about to those that obey him. He said, not as the world has, because the world don't have no peace. But my peace I leave with you. So in Jesus Christ, in the saints of God, there is a divine peace that the world does not understand. It lies in the heart of God's children. Healing is available through Jesus Christ. I want you to hear me. Healing is available through Jesus Christ. It's not only for the physical body. Many times we be praying and we just asking God is to heal the physical body. But there is sickness in other parts of our body. It also reaches out to embrace the whole man. Healing reaches out to embrace the whole man. The body is one thing. The soul is another thing. And the spirit is another thing. All of these can get sick. Your soul can get sick. Your spirit can get sick. In other words, there is available through Christ the restoration to the completeness enjoined by man before sin. It's available. God will bring restoration back unto us. This will complete the work that was proclaimed by the prophet. In Isaiah 53:5, he says, but he was wounded for our transgression. Not for his, because he had no transgression. He had no sin. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity, for our sin, our hidden sin. Things that, amen, we tried to hide from each other. The Lord was looking right down upon it. He was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. What they carried him through with, the stripes they put on his back, tone is flushed with his stripes, we are healed. Healing is in Jesus Christ. While it may be impossible to draw firm and hard lines in applying the verbal portion of this verse, the following application could be made. Salvation, healing for the spirit. The spirit needs healing. Our spirit sometimes gets sick. But salvation is for the healing of the spirit. I did go on to say, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. That was for salvation. Soul healing of the emotion. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. That's for your soul. So your soul can get rest. In this wicked world that we're living in now, your soul needs to be at rest. You don't need to be sick in your soul. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Physically healing for the body. And with his stripes, ye will heal. If you can release your faith in Jesus tonight, and you can stand on the word of God tonight, and you can keep his commandments, don't astray away from him. These things can be fulfilled in your life right here in this present world. Jesus is our healer. And says, if thou wilt, in the Old Testament, and said, if thou wilt diligent hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, if you listen to the voice of the Lord our God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15 and 26. He will let an amen Israel know, if you obey me and you do right, even in the world where people is getting sick at, I won't allow these things to come upon you. Well, somewhere down the line, we were just like our forefathers. We have been, and we still is, disobedient. We're still breaking the law of God. And sickness, amen, is prevailing in the land upon our children. Coming out of the womb, even being sick. Inhaling sometimes different parts of air, we get sick. It's because of disobedience. God allowed different kind of pollution to come into the air, and we have to breathe it. Sometimes the food that we eat be contaminated with different things, and we eat it. We get sick. But God said, if you obey me, I allow none of these things to come upon you. Many miraculous healing occurred in the Old Testament. Jesus Christ has not yet suffered the strife which would prove healing or provide healing. Not in the Old Testament. He hadn't did it yet. Jesus Christ, however, is the Lamb slayed from the foundation of the world in Revelation 13 and 8. Provision of Calvary were only prophetically in John before the coming of the Messiah. By faith, the people accepted the promise of God. And God encountered their faith as righteousness. And he healed them because they believed in the only wise and mighty God. That is Jesus Christ. One of the blessings enjoyed by those who believe and obey God in the Old Testament was healing. God told them, if you live right, I'll heal you. You won't be sick. You won't have to get up day by day wondering why this pain is in me. Do right, and I'll heal you. And indeed, healing, it will place inside the blessing of forgiveness of sin. God put healing, amen, inside the blessing of forgiveness. Forgive one another. That's amen. You know, humanity, we don't like to forgive one another. That's why we're sick. If somebody done did you wrong, we want to hold that grudge against somebody. That's why you're sick. We must learn to forgive one another. As the Lord forgave us for our sin, we must forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive one another. You can't get right with the Lord, amen. Your soul can't get right because, amen, it's sick, because you need, amen, to forgive somebody. All that we did and still done, the Lord forgive us of our sin. But we don't want to forgive nobody. Well, if you don't want to forgive nobody, you're going to stay spiritually sick. You'll never be able to be a complete man or a complete woman anymore. If you don't want to forgive, you're going to stay sick. Psalms 103:2-3 says, bless the Lord, O my soul. My soul need a blessing. My soul need a blessing. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. All his benefits. Who forgive all of thine iniquity, who heal all of thine disease. The Lord, amen. He didn't forget us. How can we forget his benefits, amen, if we want to be healed? He forgave all of our iniquity. And he healed all of our disease. What a blessing, amen, that we can look to the Savior of the world. And he cares for you. The scripture, amen, tells us, cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Don't let nobody tell you that Jesus does not care for you. I tell you what, one of the best ways that you know that Jesus cares for you, try him for yourself. Don't take my word. Don't take nobody else's word. Try him for yourself. But I want to tell you, he is a healer. The Lord is keeping me, and I know it is nobody but Jesus keeping me. But I also try my best is to keep his commandments daily, nightly, 365 days a year. I try my best is to keep his commandments. I don't believe in deliberately breaking the commandments of the Lord and look for help. I know if I break his commandments, judgment is going to come upon me. Forgiveness as well as healing was given to pre-Calvary believers. They believe, and amen, they believe, and Jesus heard their cry, and Jesus forgave them before he even went to the cross. How could this be? Since the blood of Jesus had not yet been shed for the remission of sin, nor had the stripes been taken for healing, only the full knowledge of God and the faith of the believer made the blessed promise. God knows everything. God saw that happening, amen, even before it happened. He saw, amen, Jesus on the cross even before, amen, he went to the cross. Before the foundation of the world, before that there was the world, he saw the Lamb, amen, dying for us. This was the full knowledge of Jesus. Full knowledge of Jesus sees all of us right now. And what kind of stage that we are going through it, and what we will go through it. And he knows those that's going to hold on, and he knows those that's going to give up. He already knows. Although God gave Israel the tabernacles, placed with its type of the blood of Jesus, the type could not remit sin. The blood of goats, lambs, however, was a point of faith and the Israelites. But that blood, amen, no matter how many goats, no matter how many lambs that they were sacrificed, amen, that blood could not remove sin. That, amen, was a type, amen. They knew one day a Messiah was going to come. And it was going to take the blood of a lamb that was out of spot, blemish, or rank, or any such thing. Which, amen, was the Lord himself. He had to come and shed his blood. But all of those animals were just a type, amen, to roll on until Jesus come and shed his blood on Calvary. And it answered the need of righteousness. By faith in that, it pointed towards Calvary. There is no source of remission of sin other than the blood of Jesus. Now, nobody can forgive you for your sin. Nothing can forgive you for your sin but the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. That is very important because people get the blood of Jesus mixed up with a similitude. It's in the likeness. We do this in the likeness of Christ. This is the blood of Jesus. That ain't the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is the blood of Jesus. We have to be careful. You got to have the real blood. You got to have the right blood. And that blood was shed on Calvary. You can't bottle this blood up in no containers. His blood was shed on Calvary for our sin. That's all the blood you need. For it is not possible that the blood of goats and of the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin. Hebrews 10:4. It's just not possible. They couldn't do it. It was a ritual. It was something, amen, they had to do in order for the Messiah to come, to take away the sin of the world. We should also understand that God is the source of all healing. If you're going to be healed, it is God going to be the one to heal you, both natural and divine. Natural healing is built within the process of the body. If you leave it alone, amen, natural healing is in the body. God put that in your body. Natural healing. A physician can set a bone, but he cannot effectively heal. He may prescribe medicine, but he cannot control the results process. All healing, true healing from God. We got doctors, they can do some amazing things. But if it wasn't for the healer of healers, the doctors couldn't do us no good. It's Jesus that heals us. It is our Creator, amen, that hung on Calvary. He is the one that healed us. Matthew 8:16-17 says, when the evening will come, they brought unto him many that was possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and heal all that was sick. that it might be fulfilled, spoken of Esau, the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmity and bare our sickness. Now, amen, they came to Jesus, all kinds of spirits. In Jesus' days, all kinds of devils. My heart went out today. I was sitting waiting on my granddaughter, and there was a man. He was being possessed by demons. The things that he was done showed me, amen, that he wasn't of himself. Hot as it was, amen, and the clothing that he had on and the things, amen, that he had in his little pack, where he was tanning up and talking to himself, it let me know that he was not to himself. One gentleman asked me, why you let him get away with that? And I thought within myself, it is a time and it's a purpose for all things. It was not a time for me, amen, to jump out there and go to praying for that man right then, even though I did pray for him. But Jesus healed all manner of disease. Just because you look at somebody, amen, walking down the street, amen, talking to themselves and can't control themselves, amen, don't belittle them. Pray for them. There was all kinds of spirits that come to Jesus. And according to the word of God, he healed them. He set them free. And whosoever the Son set free, you are truly free indeed. Certain characteristic identifies the Messiah prophecy of the Old Testament. One of the most obvious was the referring to the healing that Christ would perform. One of these refers to in Isaiah 61 was read by Jesus and identified as being fulfilled in his ministry. And what he says, amen, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esau. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Listen where it started at. The gospel, amen, was, amen, preached to the poor, those that were in destitute, to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and to recovering of the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them which are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he began to say unto them, for this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Luke 4:17-19. Jesus preached to the poor. Jesus healed the poor. Jesus delivered the blind, spiritually blind. Jesus gave them sight. That was my calling when he called me. I have anointed you to preach the gospel to the poor. I've been doing that now some 60 years. Preaching the gospel to the poor. To those that are blind, don't know Jesus, walking in their own way, I preach the gospel, bringing the knowledge of Jesus Christ to them, that he is their healer. He is their deliverer. This was, of course, a startling revelation to his ears. Indeed, they attempted, amen, to put him to death, but they were powerless to take him before his time. He wasn't going nowhere before his time. When people don't understand something, they're afraid of you. And they didn't understand that nature of Jesus Christ. Coming down, amen, preaching to the most weak people that there was upon the face of the earth. Among them, sharing the gospel, healing them and delivering them. And that frightened the people because they were used to poverty. Many folks today, they don't want to see you come out of poverty. They want you to stay in poverty. Even in many cases in the in our doctors, amen, they don't want to see you being really healed. But Jesus wants to see you healed. Jesus clearly fulfilled every one of the hundreds of Messiah prophecies recorded, amen, in the Old Testament. The healing ministry was one of the most remarkable way with which he demonstrated his deity. He showed them who he was. He didn't only, amen, tell them who he was, but he showed them that only a God can do this. They had no other choice, amen, to believe, amen, that a supernatural power had came down among them, amen, and did things that nobody else could do. And Jesus is showing us that supernatural power today. Right here, amen, 2021, amen, God is showing us that supernatural power. Jesus is our healer. When the imprisonment of John the Baptist, when it was needed, when the imprisonment of John the Baptist needed resurrection, that Jesus was the Christ, he sent two of his disciples to ask, "Are thou he that should come, or do we look for another?" And Matthew 11:3 says, Jesus responded by drawing attention to the thing John knew were proof of the Messiahship. Amen. He brought some attention to what John already knew. Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind is receiving their sight, and the lame is walking. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hears. The dead are risen up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. Go tell John this. Then John will know who I am. Find that in Matthew 11:4-5. Not all, however, was convinced of Jesus' deity. Everybody didn't believe it. But oh, amen, that was the Son of God to come to take away the sins of the world. Everybody still don't believe. The centurion, amen, at the crucifixion of Jesus says, surely, this must be the Son of God. I'm sure, amen, he had witnessed many crucifixions before, seen men die, but then nothing happened like, amen, it did when Jesus died. Heaven itself come to our attention. Sun didn't shine. Earth began to rock. My God, he said, surely this must be the Son of God. Oh, praise him. Of course, the deity by the healing was not done for the purpose of providing his messiahship, though the certainly did not as a fulfillment of prophecy, but they were demonstrated of his compassion and love for needy peoples. He did that for the needy people. Show him and the peoples. He was real. And I want to say, man, that was over 2,000 years ago, but he just, amen, just as real then, amen, as he is today. He is real, children. I know he's real. Open up and let him come into your life if you want healing. The promise of healing, the promise of healing today, amen. Before, amen, he left, amen, this earth, Jesus clearly indicated that the ministry he had began would continue as his empowerment, as he empowered his followers. Amen. He indicated, amen, as I empower my followers, amen, miracles will still going to be performed. And amen, I'm a witness today that he's still working miracles. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the work that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do. Because I go unto my Father, John 14 and 12. And these signs shall follow them that believeth. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Mark 16, 17, and 18. The Lord is our healer, and he's healing today. This is Dr. Moore saying, God bless you until another day. Amen. Look to the hills from which cometh your help. That is, unto Jesus Christ.